Ready for initiation?
Initiating.
Initiate?
Initiate.
What do we do now?
Now what do we do?
Now what do we do?
Sit back and enjoy the entertainment.
Let me entertain you.
Fasten your seatbelt.
And away we go.
Good morning, 6:13. You got Rick, you got Patty. 40 degrees, cloudy skies. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you. Happy Monday. Ready for the start of the week, aren't we, Patty?
Bring it, Rick.
I know, absolutely. A great food drive on Friday. Big thank you again to the Grocery Outlet, Tri-Cities Food Bank. So much fun to be out there. VJ and the crew were just awesome and raised a bunch of food, raised a bunch of money. And again, we salute you, Tri-Cities. Nice thing about Tri-Cities, you guys always step up. You guys always step up. You make it happen. And it's absolutely awesome. So thank you again, guys, for coming out for our food drive. It was so cool. Was, Patty. It was nice to see people come on out and help out the Tri-Cities Food Bank.
People are so generous.
They really
You do always come through, just as Rick said. Thank you so much for your generosity.
All right, we're going to work on some Facebook fun. Other people's problems coming up in just a bit. Nashville News. Let's get your day started. You got Rick and Patty. 102.7 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Truck Bed, number one for new country. It's 102.7 KORD at 6:24. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you. Right now, 40 degrees and cloudy skies. Pretty mild morning so far for your Monday. All right, Facebook fun, here you go. What's one closed Tri-Cities restaurant that still hurts to this day?
Just, oh, no.
I know. Just, oh, man, I wish it hadn't gone away. For me, I'm going to say really quickly, RF McDougal's, because that's where Megan and I met for the very first time. My wife and I
met.
Wow. That was our very first. Yeah. We had a coffee date. So that was the very first place that that we met. So RF McDougal's.
I'm not from here, so I really can't comment on this, but I will say something, only because I wasn't here, but I heard a lot about, was that burger place.
Yeah, Ruff's.
Ruff's.
Yes, Ruff's. Yeah, the big giant. Yeah. Yeah. The big giant, yeah.
I don't know.
So they had a big...
I've never experienced it.
Big inflatable Pepsi, big old giant burger on top. Now, I never had Ruff's as well, but I did drive by it when it, you know...
I feel like I've missed out.
Yeah, I came to the Tri-Cities in 2007, so I've been here since 2007, mm-hmm. and I think it was 2012, just right before you got here, that it closed down. Already, Alex says Ruff's giant burgers, and this is another one we've done this. Thank you, Barbie. People love this Roy's Chuck Wagon.
Never heard of it.
Anytime we've ever done one of those like restaurants that we used to, you know.
That's one that shows up.
Brothers Cheese Steaks, good one. Chico's, Old Country Buffet, there you go. That's one you can relate to, Patty.
We used to have two of them.
Yes.
I liked it for breakfast.
And then I remember Farrell's Ice Cream used to be there apparently in the mall.
Oh.
So whenever we do these, they always say, oh, Farrell's Ice Cream in the mall. So again, these are things that were before my time.
But I miss a good old Woolworth's Diner.
Oh, yeah, way back.
I miss that.
Yeah, it was really weird. Back in the day, you would have like a little diner in a department store.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of a little what they call a lunch counter or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Or,
you know, because you go get an old-fashioned soda.
Yeah, in my hometown of Clarkston, Washington, we had Wassum's Drug, and it had everything, right? But it did have a little diner.
Did it have a diner, right in the middle?
It had,
a couple of seats in
it. That was it, yeah. But it was interesting. So, yeah, you had photography, you had, stuff you're buying in the drugstore, and then there's this
Oh, my
diner.
Gosh. Remember the one-hour photo mat or whatever?
Oh,
remember that?
Oh, they were everywhere. Yeah, remember the little
photo mat?
Little booths that were all over the 1 hour. Yeah, you had to drop off your stuff there. Mm-hmm. Those were big for a while. Yeah, they were. So there you go. That'll be the Facebook fun. What's one closed Tri-Cities restaurant that still hurts to this day? You guys are already jumping on some good ones already. Add to our list. That's the Facebook fun. 102.7 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for new country. 102.7 KORD.
6:39, number one for new country. It's 102.7 KORD. Cloudy skies. 40 degrees for you right now, Tri-Cities. And time for some Nashville news.
So for the first time ever, the country album category is going to be split into two awards at the Grammys. There are now going to be awards handed out for contemporary country album and traditional country album. Rick, the field for contemporary country album, you've got people like Eric Church, Tyler Childers, Kelsey Ballerini, Jelly Roll, and Miranda Lambert. Meanwhile, the nominees for traditional country album, how about Zach Topp?
There you go.
Charlie Crockett, Lucas Nelson, Willie Nelson, and Margo Price.
I like it. We knew Zach was going to get in there somewhere, right? It's just his year.
I'm excited for him.
Yeah.
The 68th Grammy Awards is going to be held on February 1st in Los Angeles. Meanwhile, Zach Topp does tell CountryNow.com that life on the road is fast and often makes him miss his farm upbringing. He says life's way too fast. It seems like life was pretty slow moving. I guess it always is when you're a kid, a little bit. But now, he says, I never wake up in the same town. I wake up somewhere else. I've got to figure out where I am the next morning. So if you didn't know, Zach Top is locally from, is it Sunnyside, Rick?
Yeah.
And he's going to be performing at the Toyota Center later this month. And we have got tickets.
Yes, we do.
Jason Aldean and his wife, Brittany, have recorded a duet. It's called Easier Gone for his upcoming album, Songs About Us. This is Brittany Aldean's first official music release. Did you know she previously auditioned on American Idol?
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Wow. Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll keep you posted. And finally, Thomas Rhett wished his wife, Lauren, a happy birthday with the following post. Happy 36th birthday, honey. Me and the girls love you more than a caption could describe. Thank you for being amazing and continuing to inspire me to be better every day. I love you. Now, that's a great birthday gift. Those are your trending headlines.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
Well, just in time for the holidays, we got a Visa gift card. If you want to win that, you can log on to the KORD mobile app and get signed up for that right now.
Perfect.
Coming up, other people's problems. Got a situation. What if your husband were in a social setting and he didn't defend you? Someone said a disparaging comment and your husband didn't step up to defend you.
Oh, no.
How would you handle that? We'll talk about it here in just about 10 minutes. And if you got the KORD mobile app, pop it open because we got a lot of great articles you can check out. Veterans Day is tomorrow. Lots of stuff is opened and closed. You can get our complete listing of what's closed and open on Veterans Day. Plus, what's this crazy story, prescription fraud? You posted about this. What's
you
going-
check it out. The video is... you cannot impersonate a doctor.
That's crazy.
And what doctor goes and picks up... I'm here to pick up my patient's prescription.
Yeah.
And check out what the good doctor is wearing.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, he's really professional.
I can't believe it, man.
Yeah, like, somebody's impersonating a physician.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you're going to go do some time.
Well, you're going to jail. You're going to jail.
22 years old, thinking he can just be a...
What a knucklehead.
I'm an MD.
Knucklehead. So these articles and more are posted for your river right now on the station mobile app. Go check them out.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Chase Matthew, darling, 710, number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD, 37 degrees. You got Rick, you got Patty. Hey, thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you listening anywhere and everywhere on the KORD mobile app. This morning, Other People's Problems brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. Got a situation going on. We'll see if you, if Jeff would have stood up to you in this situation. What's going on with Lila here?
Rick, Patty, my husband and I went to a business party on Friday for his company. Well, his friend got really drunk and insulted me about something from the past. I was humiliated and embarrassed. I'm angry at my husband because he didn't defend me. He said he didn't stick up for me because he now works under his friend and didn't want to jeopardize his upcoming promotion. Well, I'm mad because my husband chose work over me. Do I have a right to be angry? Should my husband have defended me? Lila in Richland.
Tough situation to be in.
Oh, no.
Number one, the holiday parties are around the corner and all this kind of stuff always breaks out, different things. I was at a Christmas party many years ago, and there was a bunch of us. And there was this real belligerent guy there with one of my coworkers.
Yeah.
And he had insulted, literally, well, he talked about her bosoms, the woman across from me. So he's with his girlfriend, and then he looks over across the table, and there's another, you know, an employee with a low-cut shirt and goes, oh, I love your rack, basically. And I went, what the? And the guy had gotten pretty drunk. And so I took my wife, this is a long time, this is my first wife many years ago, and I just went up to my boss and I just told her, I said, hey man, this is inappropriate behavior. I'm taking my wife and I'm leaving.
Because I said,
if this guy says something to my wife, I'm going to hit him. I'm going to deck him.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop him.
Yeah.
And she goes, what's wrong? What's wrong? I'm like, really? The guy is, you know, crapping all over, pissing his pants, you know? No, I'm just saying, yeah, exactly. Sorry to be so graphic about it.
But
have you ever been in?
I've been in situations like that. And yeah.
didn't mean to put it so graphically, but he was. And I'm like, I'm not, I mean, I would have, if he would have sent it to my wife about her,
was clearly the guy.
I would have hit him. I would have hit him.
Well, the guy didn't have a significant other with him. Or,
yeah. Oh, wow. He was dating one of the account executives.
No.
He was dating her, yes. And I'm like, man, and now she never married the guy, thank goodness. She woke up. Yeah. But he was rude, belligerent, and he was hitting on other people while he was
How long did he last at the company after that?
I mean, he wasn't part of the company. He was the boyfriend.
Oh.
So she...
You shouldn't even have bet. Well, I would have kicked him out.
No, it was
Sorry, dude, you got to go.
No, it was one of those spouses could bring your, you know... Or,
plus one. Yeah. Or I would have had a chat with, you know, her and say, hey, you know, you need to get your dude out of here.
No, I just told my boss, like, I'm leaving because I'm going to hit this guy. So, Lila, I hear what you're saying. And I think, in my younger years... there were moments where I probably should have stood up with my first wife when she got insulted. So yeah, there are times I should have done that.
So I will say, my husband stuck up for me in one instance, and I lost my job after he stuck up for
me. That's right, because he called your boss.
He called my boss out and said, hey man, don't you know.
You've said this story, and I think, to me, that would have been... I mean, not that I'm...
We argue about it to this day.
I don't blame Jeff for doing
But
I also realize that's overstepping the bounds because... Yeah. And I'll summarize it really quick. Patty came home from work. She was really frustrated one day. So Jeff took it upon himself to call your boss and say, hey, man, you're bringing my wife down, blah, blah, blah. And like, whoa, you went...
Yeah. Not cool.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying on that. So, Lila, we'll do our best to solve this for you. Should the husband have defended her? Yeah, absolutely. I mean... Yeah. You have a right to be mad.
Of course.
You know.
I get it.
And she said his friend. That's not much of a friend.
No. Right?
If your friend's going to come, if this is your husband's friend and he gets drunk and he says crap, why is he a friend?
He'd be gone. That's right.
If one of my friends came over.
Yeah, but then you end up working for the guy.
Yeah.
I'd even be like, another job.
No, if my best buddy came to town, he lives in Boise, and came to town and got drunk and said something insulting to my wife, you'd be gone.
Right.
You know, and I don't care that we've been buddies since high school.
I know it.
You'd be out. All right, Lila, do our best to solve it for you. Chime in, everybody. 547-KORD. App chat us what you do in the situation. We want to know. We'll share your comments coming up. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Bailey Zimmerman, Luke Combs. It's the Backup Plan, 724, number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. 38 degrees, cloudy skies. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you guys listening this morning. Well, you're going to love this one, Patty.
What's up, Rick?
Chick-fil-A. Hello. Hello, you Kennewick. Chick-fil-A. I'm going to go over and check this out. Chick-fil-A is selling Christmas lights for your chicken sandwich.
Nice.
It's a 7.5-foot strand, features 8 chicken sandwich lights. People are putting the strand on themselves and on sandwiches. They run on 2 AA batteries. A Chick-fil-A spokesperson says, we always strive to bring joy and cheer to our customers during the holiday season.
But that'll do it.
That'll do it. So Patty and I are going to drive over to Canal. We're going to get in line and try to get some of these
Christmas lights.
So I thought we'd have some fun with you. Tackiest holiday decorations you've ever seen. That's a good one. I know.
I like there's a trailer park right down the road here. There's still reindeer on top of the
reindeer.
I like it.
That's right.
I don't mind it at all. I say light that up right now.
The pink flamingo. Isn't that the pink flamingo that's next door to us? But anyway, yes, the reindeer. There's 3 reindeer on top on the
roof,
and they're there. They're year round.
All year. I don't mind it. I'm not mad at it.
make your life easy. Just put up the decorations and just keep them up there. So.
I know some people who have they've left their Christmas tree up since COVID.
Oh, really? Okay. All right.
Okay.
You mean the fake ones up?
Yes.
Yeah. So tackiest holiday decoration, lights you've seen, and we're curious. I like a lot of decorations. My wife's big into Christmas, so
I haven't. I used to like right after Halloween. I was notorious for putting up the Christmas tree the day after. Well, I guess since COVID times, you know. And then like last year, I didn't even put a tree up. We were in Mexico.
Yeah.
But this year, I am.
Yeah, we've done a bunch of different things. My wife one year did the Christmas ladder.
She took up, that was cool. I like that.
So from the street. it looks like, it's a ladder, but mm-hmm. it's all decorated with stuff. So it's kind of cool. And then she has a bunch of, like, she's got an elf that sings and is painting or doing something. I mean, she's got a bunch of those things. She likes all of that. So
I like all the Christmas decorations. Bring them all out.
And
it can't be too soon.
Never.
All right.
Tackiest ones you've seen. We're going to take some calls. You guys have seen some tacky, I'm sure. All right. 547-KORD. App chat us if you've seen something tacky, though, for holiday decoration. Like the reindeer on top of the trailer.
I like when people deck out their vehicles.
Oh, that's always fun. Yeah. They got the little Rudolph nose and all that. Yep. All right, we'll take some calls. It's on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
737, number one for new country, 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. 41 degrees, cloudy skies. Appreciate you listening this morning. Well, we may have to get in line at Chick-fil-A over there on Canal Drive in Kennewick because they're selling Christmas lights for your chicken sandwich.
That's weird.
I know. It's a 7-foot strand of light, features 8 chicken sandwich lights. People are putting the strand on themselves and on their sandwiches. And they run on 2 AA batteries. A Chick-fil-A spokesperson says, "We always strive to bring joy and cheer to our customers during the holiday season." So
that'll do it.
That'll do it. So I need to get on over there. I have not been to Chick-fil-A since the openings.
I've never even been. Well, I don't eat chicken.
I know you don't. I don't. Okay. Well, I've been meaning to go. So my wife is from Salem, Kaiser. So when you go by In-N-Out and when you go by Chick-fil-A, there's never a slowdown because it's right off I-5. So it's always four aisle deep.
How close is the In-N-Out towards there? Is it right next to it?
Yeah, they're both together.
Oh.
So it's like, it's just traffic.
Oh, it's busy.
Yeah, well, it's right off I-5. So yeah, the traffic is insane. So I have not been to Canal yet, though. I mean, has the lines died down?
You've not had a Chick-fil-A sandwich?
I have not. I've had a Krispy Kone.
Now, I've purchased the Chick-fil-A sandwiches for other people in my family, but I have never...
Listen,
I keep Costco in business. DJ eats a lot of rotisserie chicken.
There you go.
Anyway.
Well, maybe today is a Chick-fil-A day.
Yeah.
Maybe you and I will get
this. With Christmas lights?
Yeah, with Christmas lights. Why would you not want this? So, tackiest holiday decorations or lights you've ever seen, but taking your calls, having fun. We said the reindeer on top of the trailer house. It's a couple blocks away over the corner there. So at the Pink Flamingo.
It's not tacky.
We just see it when we go.
It's the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah, when we see it. So tell us tell us about the tacky decorations. What do you got?
I did end up seeing one of these houses that they just slapped a pair of big eyeballs on it and made a beard and put Santa Stop Here on it.
Oh, wow.
Okay. It was just silly. I was just driving, and all of a sudden I seen big eyeballs, and I look over, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. They decorated their house to look like Santa.
I love that. Now, see, that's kind of cool.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's kind of cool. That's good. So you got big googly eyes on the roof, and then you got a big, take all that beer, that white stuff, and make a beard like cotton or whatever.
Sure.
That'd be kind of cool. I could deal with that. All right, so we're having fun with the tackiest holiday decorations. 547-KORD. More of your calls on the way.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
You got Patty. Thanks for keeping the Cord plugged in. Appreciate you. 40 degrees, cloudy skies for you. Happy Monday. You want to win a $500 Visa gift card, you can sure do it right now on the station mobile app. But before the next great flyaway, I know we just wrapped up Lainey Wilson, but we'll have another great flyaway.
I can't wait to hear who won Lainey Wilson.
Yes, we'll get that one. As soon as we get those details to you, we're gonna pass it on to you. Well, today is National Yawning Day. So have you ever embarrassed yourself by yawning at an inopportune time? I just get tired on these calls. So every week we have these what they call content calls, 10 a.m. If you're ever curious what goes on behind the scenes at a radio station, we're on these calls where it all talks about social media and all the articles we write. A lot of people don't realize, besides talking on the radio these days, we have to write a lot of stuff. And so you're on the call and you almost want to fall asleep because they do the same thing over and over and over. And like, can we get something new in this call? Can we get something new? And so the nice thing about us, we teams that
everything's muted.
Yeah, everything's muted.
So except that, one time. Do you remember that one time?
Oh, yeah.
I go, who's this? Who's this guy? And the guy goes, oh, that's me.
Yeah.
And I go, ah. My microphone's not muted.
It's not muted. She's like, who's this fool? That's me.
It was almost like that.
Yeah, it was like, yeah.
It was. And this guy pipes up. He goes, yeah. Do you need something, Patricia?
Yeah. So how many times, have you been on, like, and you're trying to stay awake on the call.
Yes.
So I'll turn my camera off. Like, oh, I've got to yawn. I'm going to turn my camera off so they don't see me yawning because I'm like, okay, this is boring.
Or sometimes they test you. Sometimes they'll go, Patty, what do you think?
Yeah. No, yeah, we've had that. We've had that happen.
I was in the kitchen making a sandwich.
That is, So we've had that happen several times where they're like,
yawning.
Hmm. Yeah, yawning, not so much. So have you embarrassed yourself by yawning at an inopportune moment? But take your calls. We'll take your calls. 547-KORD. So when were you yawning? Tell us the story.
I was my sister's maid of honor.
Okay. Oh.
And no. I yawned during her vows.
What?
Not only did I yawn during her vows, but when I did yawn, a burp fell out.
No.
I got a lot of laughs.
Yep.
But it was such the wrong time.
Right.
The wrong time. She turned around and she gave me that look like, I can't believe you just did that. And I said, it was your fault. You kept me up half the night last night.
That's
what
right.
You expect?
A lot of people don't realize, because you have the rehearsal dinner and all that. It's weddings are tiring, people. Weddings, if you're part of a wedding party, it's tiring.
Yeah, but
that's
almost like yawning during the pastor's sermon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, who hasn't done that one?
I'm sure. You're caught snoring during that.
Oh, yeah. That's, hey, wake up. They nudge it. Wake up. Wake up.
Time to go.
All right, so today, National Yawning Day. More of your yawning stories. I'm sure we got some good ones on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
Rick and Patty in the morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
About 40 over the next couple days. Pretty mild for the most part.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it. What was it? A little windy for us on Friday when we were doing the food drive right there at Grocery Outlet. Then it was gorgeous on Saturday. But yeah, we had to take down the KORD tent. It was just going to get crazy out at the food drive.
We had to tether down the tent to the Grocery Outlet sign.
Yeah, and it did not. And we knew it was going to snap. We're like, this thing's going to snap. So big appreciation to everybody who came out. We got a ton of cash donations, of course, ton of food. You guys rock as always, and big thank you again to VC and the gang at Tri-Cities Food Bank. Grocery Outlet, thank
VJ.
You
guys.
VJ, sorry. Well, I'm thinking of VC Andrews, the writer. Sorry, VJ.
No.
I'm sorry.
VJ Meadows.
I know. I keep thinking about it.
She's amazing, isn't she?
Yes, she is, and they do such great work. So thank you so much, guys. Appreciate you guys. The good news, ton of money and a lot of food. So appreciate it. And again, thank you again to the Grocery Outlet and keeping the cupboards full. And hopefully we'll have a government open, I believe, today. So that's what the word is. If you got the KORD mobile app, you can always keep up to date on that kind of information. And also baby formula. We just got this in. 13 sadly sick. And there's a baby formula recall. It's 9 other states beside Washington. Mm. So you got a ton of states. And luckily, it's only just a little lot. So it's only 1% of baby formula in the United States. So that's the good news. Is there not going to be... Don't get thinking that there's a baby formula or any of that shortage. There's none of that. But it's a couple lots that are infected. And it's it does not... again, kids are sick. But luckily, no deaths or anything like that. But... you know, this is just stuff you got to take care of and just check your cover. Botulism, infant botulism. I've never heard of these kind of, I mean, I just never heard of these things until it happens. And they were saying it can take a couple weeks for this to take effect.
Wow.
So it's not one of those that just happens instantly. So constipation, poor feeding, loss of head control, difficulty swallowing and breathing and respiratory arrest. So might take a few weeks. We got the lot numbers for you and what Arizona, California, Illinois. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Wow.
So, yep, check your cupboards. Make sure you got the right baby formula and you'll be good to go there. And then the funny story that we got to share with you is this doctor, this kid was posing as a doctor going and trying to pick up a prescription, right?
There's video of it. Yes. He actually called in a prescription and he had all the right, you know, but then he went a step further and said, hey, I'm going to come pick up the prescription myself. And so he shows up.
Red flag.
Yeah. Well, really, what doctor do you know goes, oh, I'm going to pick up my, you know, my patient's prescription?
Right, right.
I mean, I'm sure it's happened on occasion, but I doubt it. I doubt it.
They're not usually 20, they're usually not 22 years old, and were they in their
and
sweats?
Wearing black hoodies. Yeah, yeah. I had a black. I'm like, wow, look at that guy.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, my doctor always shows up. He's 22 and wearing a black hoodie. So check out these articles, and we've got it posted for you. You know, it's that time of year. I know Thanksgiving's around the corner. Losing weight, it can be tough. Patty and I are ready for the holidays. And the nice thing about it is Patty has lost over 50 plus pounds. That's amazing.
You've done so yourself.
20 pounds as well.
Right?
And the nice thing about it is Tri-City's weight loss, it retrains your brain. So it's interesting. You can have a bowl of ice cream, but my brain immediately goes, one serving's good enough.
It doesn't go
get a couple more servings. And that's where your brain gets retrained. And the nice thing, no injections, no medication, none of that stuff with Tri-City's weight loss.
Not here. It's all about the food. You are going to eat. They give you the map, and then the pounds, I won't say magically fall off, but you
takes time.
Once you start seeing progress, man, it's pretty amazing how it works. So you want to give Tri-Cities Weight Loss a call if you want to lose anywhere from 20 to 30 pounds in a month or two, just like Rick and me. 509-410-0670 is the number.
And the website is tricitiesweightloss.com. Let them know that Rick and Patty sent you, and good luck.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.
1027-KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. 824 right now, 41 degrees and cloudy skies. 102 in a row coming up in just a bit for the workday. Before we get to that, though, it's other people's problems. Got quite the situation going on with Lila, and as we get ready for Christmas party
season,
this could happen to one of us. So what is going on here?
She says, my husband and I went to a business party on Friday for his company. Well, his friend got drunk and insulted me about something that happened way in the past. I was humiliated and embarrassed, and I'm angry at my husband because he didn't defend me at all. He let it go. He said he didn't stick up for me because he now works under this guy and didn't want to jeopardize his upcoming promotion. Well, I'm mad because my husband chose work over me. Do I have a right to be mad? Shouldn't my husband have defended me? Lila in Richland.
A lot of people going off on this. And of course, you can call us 547-KORD. App chat us what you would do in this situation. Get us kicked off here. What are people saying, Patty?
Remember, you can't have a battle of wits with an unarmed person. You both know how that guy is a drunk, not a friend. That's from Gene.
Mary says you should not, he should, but not at a party when the friend is drunk, and that's from Mary.
Maureen says, I think he should say something at a different time, but not at the work party, especially if his friend was drunk.
Yeah, Carol says, speak to the coworker after he sobers up. If he bothers you that bad, do something about it yourself. Be a big girl, speak your mind. That's from Carol.
Delvin says, yeah, your husband should have defended you. I don't even let my family members get away with that.
Yeah, I think what the issue is, more than anything else, guys, was the setting. Like, this is at a company party, and, I would definitely have a conversation later with that person. Or, I mean, I'm not saying get HR involved or anything like that, but it's like, the guy's, hey, it's like, it wasn't like he was at your house. Like, you can just kick him out.
I know.
If you come into my house and it's
an awkward thing.
Yeah.
I get it.
I know.
I've been there.
So many years ago, and I can tell this story freely. It's so funny not funny now, but Stacy, who I used to do mornings with, who's now the weather person on the TV, we did mornings together. Well, there was an engineer that used to work at this company that they did not get along.
Oh, I heard about this.
Right. And so at the boat races, because it's, you know, we had a big 10 in Pasco, da da da. Well, he got plastered. So he was out there, you know, rowing out the river where Stacy was sitting with her husband, and he said some derogatory things to Stacy. Like, well, I'm gonna speak my mind. And he was drunk as a skunk, right?
Mm-mm.
Anyway, if you want to call it karma, he got busted for DUI.
I remember.
Headed back to Yakima. So Stacy ended up getting the last laugh in that situation. But she was appalled. She couldn't believe, you know.
Yeah.
It's a fellow coworker. You know, hey, you can speak your mind, but the guy was literally drunk. And so luckily her husband let it pass and didn't just punch the guy.
Yeah, you could have.
And then he pulled out of the parking lot. Woo, 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 woo. And off he went. And we let him go the next day. I remember because I was working in Yakima at the time, and the car got towed. It was a station vehicle. It got towed. Anyway, it's a crazy story. So I remember him coming in, and I just looked at him like, I can't defend you. You're out. You're gone.
Yeah.
You know. So anyway. Don't do stupid stuff at company parties. That is the message.
That's the message. Always
today.
Zip it.
Don't just zip it. All right, Lila, we did our best to solve it for you. A lot of great comments in there. 547 KORD. Abjad us what you would do in the situation. We want to know. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.